Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. Two unlikely friends take on the world.
The other day, Dan was talking about some mate of his and he was like, oh, I don't know how he's pulled her. She's like way above his league. I bet he goes to town on her. This is like an insight into the inner workings of the non-gay. Honestly, I've never heard anything so gross in my life. That is gross to talk about someone like that, though, isn't it?
Why?
I don't know. Like, I feel uncomfortable thinking about it.
Well, then,
I'm not sure I would say that like about a gay couple. I bet he goes to town on him. It's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Don't say it then.
It's talking about women in like a derogatory way, isn't it?
No,
They're going to town on them.
It could be.
So it's taking their power away.
Nah, it's not. It could be because it could be either way.
Because you literally said he goes to town on her. And then afterwards, I was like, what do you mean? You were like, I bet he plows her. Plows into her.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well,
maybe she plows into him.
Yeah, maybe she does. Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
It's disgusting.
It's a gay and a non-gay.
Do you not think that does make women like take away some feminine power?
No, because I could have said it the other way around.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah,
did
not in this instance.
And men don't normally say it the other way around.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. I could not imagine you ever saying, I bet she goes to town on him.
They do say that. I've seen it in Cosmo and all sorts.
You do not read Cosmo.
Welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
James has got a real bee in his bonnet about straight men.
I have, yeah.
At the minute.
I do have a big bee in my
bonnet. And why is that?
I'm just fed up with them.
I guess because he's got a job where he's working every day, so he's working around a lot of straight men.
I guess that's probably it. I am now working in proximity of like a lot of straight men all the time.
He's taking it all out on me and blaming...
I'm not.
Blaming like everything.
Not taking it all out on you, but I'm just bored of hearing like MILF jokes all the time or your mum jokes all the time. It's like, get a new book of jokes. Like, what is wrong with you all? You're so boring. All you talk about is like smashing birds and you throw people under the bus when you've got issues. It's just exhausting. And I miss my gays.
James is taking out his frustrations with other straight men. He goes home. In his head, it's like, he just thinks that I am doing all these things, whereas actually it's a collection of straight men.
That's okay, though, isn't it?
Not really, because you're accusing me of things of stuff that I don't do. I throw people into the bus.
I'm not. Okay, fine. I apologize for saying that.
But the point you're missing is, so for you to be like, oh, all they go on about is MILFs and birds, all you go on about is hot guys. What's the difference?
To be fair, not all you go on about is MILFs and birds.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know who
but I do hear you say those words regularly.
But no more than you're like, oh my God, this guy's so hot.
Actually, no.
In Edinburgh, when we brought out our guests, James was incapable of saying, oh, this person's hilarious. He was like, oh my God, this guy's so hot.
Yeah, fair. The other day,
don't give me that stuff.
The other day, I'm doing really well. The other day, Dan and I were at dinner with the hottest guy at the Online Influencers Awards 2019. Honestly, like, I had to leave early because I was so in love with him.
No, you had to leave early because you were bored.
Shout out to the Online Influencer Awards. I wasn't bored, Dan. I'm still recovering from reactive arthritis and my feet were hurting and I decided I needed to get home. Here's another thing that's been happening with these straight men. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is back on TV in the UK at the minute, and Caitlyn Jenner is one of the celebs in the jungle. And obviously Caitlyn Jenner is a trans woman. That is the least interesting thing about her, in my opinion. It's the fact that she's a Kardashian that is more amazing. And these guys I work with were like, oh, does she still have a knob? Does she still have a knob, mate? What do you reckon? I don't think that's appropriate.
What, appropriate to ask you specifically or just appropriate?
To talk about. It made me feel very uncomfortable.
And what did you say?
I said, I'd really rather we didn't talk about this. This is uncomfortable for me.
And what did they then say?
No. Like, chill out, mate. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm pro-LGBT all the way, but like, it's a legitimate question.
Right.
Which is an obvious reply from someone that doesn't know enough about it. And I said, it's not a legitimate question. And I've just told you I feel uncomfortable. So why are we still talking about it? And then they're telling me about how I'm wrong and that they're totally cool to talk about that if they want to and that I'm being sensitive. And I said again, I am telling you I'm uncomfortable and now you're telling me I shouldn't be uncomfortable, which is completely rude and disrespectful to what I've just explained to you. And also, like, I have trans friends and I know that that is a question you should not ask a trans person.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are talking about it is disrespectful. And eventually, I think they stop talking about it. But, like, it's very annoying having to deal with shit like that going on around you. And I'm sure people listening have had this in offices as well because of Caitlyn Jenner being on I'm a Celeb. And it might be a good thing that she is there talking about trans stuff on television because it's educating people. But at the same time, it must be quite difficult for trans people because they're having to deal with these conversations because suddenly the conversation is in the mainstream. Anyway, I guess I was a bit triggered by that. Maybe that's why I'm hating on straight men.
And what's the answer to the question?
What was the question?
Does she have? I'm joking.
Oh my God,
I'm joking. I saw that Bruce was trending.
I thought you were talking about like Bruce Springsteen or something. I literally had no idea what you were talking about. Now I realize you're using Caitlyn's dead name. Great.
Yeah, well, don't throw that at me. It was trending because people were doing that.
Dead naming, if you don't know, is when you use a trans person's former name.
I don't really have a lot to say about it. I didn't look, but I'm guessing if I did look, it would be loads of people going like, "Whoa, all right, Brucey." So, yeah.
I mean, I quite like the name.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, you can have it. She's not using it anymore. There's a lot of good Bruces.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, obviously.
Thanks for listening. This has been A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm sorry, Dan.
Come and see us on tour.
I feel like I owe an apology to you. I don't want to throw you on. I don't want to like accuse you of being all straight men.
Okay.
I know I have done that. I think you're right.
Hashtag not all straight men.
I think the problem is that you've been staying with me so much lately. Like we've literally been living together for like, I don't know, it feels like forever, even though it's only one night at the moment. But it was like last week as well, and the week before last. And I feel like we literally are a couple. I've been doing Dan's washing.
I wish you'd get over that.
I didn't sign up for that.
It's literally not a big deal at all.
It is.
You'd be going around telling everyone.
You put your pants in my washing.
Yeah, and what?
They're like really baggy and horrible and like...
And what?
I don't know. I'm funny about it.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? And the way that you say it as well, it's like, I had to do Dan's washing. What he actually means is I left like a couple of t-shirts there because I was going back and forth between Manchester and London and there was no point in me carting them back and forth when I could just leave them at James' house and he could whack them in a wash as part of a wash that he was doing.
Right.
It's literally like the smallest thing in the world. But yeah, James has gone around telling it all and sundry, oh, we're going to do Dan's washing this week, which isn't actually the case, is it?
I just feel like you're a woman. I feel like I've been used.
I said to James, can I leave my toothbrush here? And James was like, no.
I don't want you to move in. If you leave a toothbrush, suddenly you're moving in. It's like, yeah, that's the first step, isn't it?
It's just handy, isn't it?
I know our Fiona says like, oh, they're like a lovely little couple, but I didn't actually think we were like a couple until you started living at mine. And then I had to do your washing for you and you're trying to leave a toothbrush.
Living at your house, being there like on average like once a week? Also, you came to my house for a shower.
Yes, I did. Yeah, but that's different because I don't leave a mess when I shower.
Well,
I'm preened.
Have you basically got beef because I'm there more than your boyfriend is?
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
Kind of.
I mean, he's been manspreading. He's left a bloody massive jigsaw on the table mid...
Can you not bring up what we like to do in private?
There's nowhere to sit.
You're ruining my call.
How long is that going to stay there for?
I don't know, until it's finished.
Until it's finished,
Can
great.
You just not? Aren't you happy for me?
In a few months' time.
Aren't you happy for me?
We haven't talked about this, by the way.
What?
That James has got a boyfriend.
Okay.
Just to throw that in there.
All right, fine. Talk about it.
James has got a boyfriend. They like to do jigsaws.
Okay, but you and Talia like to have teddy bear conversations with each other.
I'm not taking the piss. I'm saying, is it or is it not a fact?
What?
That you like to do jigsaws.
I feel like it's a bit personal to talk about that.
It's not. Gone are the days of people being like, that's sad. Everybody bums off that stuff now.
What?
Jigsaws and board games.
Okay, well, fine. We bum a jigsaw.
A gay and a non-gay.
So James has got a boyfriend. We haven't talked about that yet.
What do you want to say?
Congratulations. Don't be like, after years and years of being like, when am I going to get a boyfriend? Just suddenly...
Sorry, is that an impression of me?
Yeah. Suddenly get one and then be like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, I've talked about him.
Not on this.
I have.
Medium.
I talked about him a bit. I just haven't talked about him as my boyfriend.
Okay, well, give the people what they want. Oh, we did talk about it once, actually, because I asked you if you shouted each other's name.
Yeah, exactly.
In bed, because he's also called James.
Yeah, okay.
Have you done that yet?
I have said his name, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And did he say, are you shouting my name or your name?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
How did he know that you were shouting his name?
I don't know if he did know. Maybe he thought I was talking to myself. I don't know why you find this so funny.
You also find it funny.
I don't. I find it really awkward.
I don't know why you're being so cagey. Normally you'd be like, wow, I'm going up with this guy and he's yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But for some reason you're not saying anything. So
what do you want me to say?
Instead, we're back to the do you shout each other's name in bed.
Okay, fine.
Debacle.
His name is also James. I feel really embarrassed talking about it. Look, the curse is real, Dan. Every time I talk about a boyfriend or reveal I have a boyfriend on this podcast, it ends.
Right.
I don't want to continue that curse. So okay, I figured it would be better just not to bring it up.
Well, thanks for listening this week.
So what do you think of him?
I don't know.
I think he's quite jealous of you.
Well, aren't we all?
No, but like, for real, I think he's jealous of the time we spend together.
Really?
I mean, okay. He kind of calls you my other boyfriend. It is weird having a boyfriend. I've had to adjust quite a lot of different things. It's an adjustment.
Like what? Do you moan to him that you're bored?
I'm not normally bored when I'm with him. Yeah, I guess it's like, it's just different, isn't it? Being in a relationship to not being in a relationship. The other week, I don't know, like a month ago maybe, there was this guy in my building who flirted with me in the lift and he held a package for me because I couldn't walk. And then he was like, oh, I live on the 40th floor if you ever want to check out the view. Now, in another scenario where I didn't have a boyfriend, I'd have been upstairs. We'd have been like at it against his window. So yeah, it was weird. It was like there's lots of sliding doors moments where you go, oh, that's the old me, but I'm not, that's not me anymore because I'm in a relationship now. You must have moments like that where you think, oh, if I wasn't with Talia, I could have banged that bird.
No.
That is such a lie. I don't know why you're worried about revealing it because she doesn't even listen to the podcast at the minute. She's too busy being fabulous. Like, she hasn't listened to our podcast in like a month. Why?
Neither of you. He's young as well, isn't he?
He's not that young.
How young is he?
He's 24. How old is Talia?
You shouldn't ask about a woman's age. It's very rude.
Why are you gendering age?
I
asked me about James's age. Is that not rude as well?
It's not rude to ask a man.
Why?
That's a good question. When people ask me, I don't like answering that about me because people make judgments one way or the other.
Like you are right now about James's age. I don't think it's that big an age difference, is it?
Well, it depends how old you are.
Well, that depends on what day of the week it is and what I'm doing. I don't really feel like there is an age difference.
Well, that's great then.
But again, what's the age gap between you and Talia?
I don't know. 6 years? Something like that.
So what's the difference between 6 years and 10 years?
Four.
I really hate you right now.
If I didn't say anything about it, James would be like, oh, you don't care about me and my boyfriend. I can't believe it. Now I am asking you.
Oh, God, I don't know what to say. I also don't really want this episode. I don't want a whole episode about him.
Right, well, if you're not going to answer any questions about it, then
well, I don't want to. I don't want everyone to know everything.
Well, I don't...
I've already given out so much information about my life on the podcast. It's a lot to have to just sit here and...
Look, either you answer the questions or I'm just going to phone your mum.
You're not phoning my mum.
Watch me.
How do you even have her number?
Don't worry about that.
Hi, Dan.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Please don't answer Dan's questions.
What's the deal with James is James?
He's a very nice person. Very nice person.
You're just as cagey as James is about it.
Yes.
What's he like? What's he into?
Easy to talk to.
Yeah.
We had things in common because we like going to the theatres.
What would you give him out of 10?
What would I give him out of 10? An 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Why not a 10?
I didn't spend enough time with him to give him a 10 out of 10.
I feel really uncomfortable right now.
How does he compare to other boyfriends that James has had?
Well, I haven't met all of James's boyfriends in the past, but he was easy to talk to, so I think that was definitely a plus.
Do you find it as interesting as I do that they're both called James?
Yeah, that is a bit of a coincidence, but he's finally met a James and going out with another one with the same name, yes.
Do you think that James shouts James's name in bed?
Dan!
I have no idea about that.
Have you ever slept with a Colin, Mum?
What?
No, James, I haven't.
Well, my mum's called Colleen, so...
That's not the same name, though, is it?
Yeah, but it's nearly the same, isn't it?
If she's been out with someone called Colleen, that would be... Yes,
have you ever slept with a Colleen?
No, James, no.
I mean, it's just embarrassing, isn't it?
What, to be with someone with the same name?
No, to have Dan asking intimate questions about it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't answer them, so what else was I going to do?
I think we need to say goodbye to my mum now.
Okay, then. Bye,
right.
Then.
Bye. Thanks,
Dan.
A lot.
Bye, James.
Love you.
Dan.
Love you too.
Come and see A Gay and a Non-Gay live. Head to gaynongay.com for tickets.